You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Earlier in the week on the Home Service Plus hotline, I had a chance to visit with longtime St. Olaf College men's cross country and men's track and field coach Phil Lundeen. He also spent a lot of time at the University of Minnesota and earlier his career at Burnsville High School. Well, he decided to call it a career, and I congratulated Phil on his retirement.
Well, thank you. It's good to be on CCO.
Well, Phil, how difficult was this decision? Because you've been a coach for a long, long time. You've been involved in sport for a long, long time. What led you to this decision?
Well, I'm old. I'll be coming up on 68, and it just kind of sneaks up on you. The passion and the drive, I could see it starting to wane. I could feel it. And the energy aspects, too. And so it just seemed like a good time. I didn't want to, leave a situation where I felt like I wasn't really doing the job. And I was starting to kind of feel that way in regards to the recruiting and the drive that's required, of course, to do a good job within the coaching fraternity. And so, it was time to go.
Yeah, and Phil, that is a part of the job that a lot of people don't think about it. The actual coaching, the meets, all of those sorts of things. That's the fun part of the job. The recruiting is such a grind. Really, I would assume, as a college coach for as long as you have been, in some way, shape, or form, you're always thinking about recruiting.
Absolutely. I was only my halftime talks were always much more successful when I had talent. And the fact remains is that recruiting is the gist. It's really the essence of coaching in that regard. And so I think a lot of times coaches are given too much blame when things go awry, and they're given too much praise when things go well, in regards to the X's and O's and the various coaching theories. But still, the recruiting is it's obviously where it's at. And I was surprised, even in a Division III setting, it's quite intense even at that level. And so, yeah, it's time to step back.
Yeah, you started your coaching and teaching career, if you will, at the high school level in Burnsville, moved on to the University of Minnesota, and then ultimately St. Olaf, a wide range. And I suppose when you look back, the good times, the bad times, all of that sort of stuff, have you had a lot of time to kind of reflect on the career and those favorite moments along the way?
Yeah, I have. I don't think I ever have not taken time to look at some of the highlights and, of course, the failures. But I was a pretty lucky guy in that I was able to start at Burnsville and started coaching and was Dave Griffith's assistant. And in the late 70s, we were able to put together three state championship cross-country teams and a state championship track team. And then I went and I was able to hang out with Roy Griak at the University of Minnesota and shared an office with Roy for 22 years. And the successes that we had at Minnesota, some were quite high, a lot of failures too, but it was wonderful to be able to spend time and have a mentor and a friend and a colleague like Roy. And then Griff came back with me when I went to St. Olaf for the first 10 years. And he's the brains, always was the brains behind the operation and was the primary reason we had any success there. So I've been pretty lucky in regards to being able to hang around with some pretty good people. I guess that's a form of gratefulness that I have for those two individuals, plus all the great athletes and other assistants, and even my administrative assistant, Joe Ryder, at the University of Minnesota, one of the best. And so, it's kind of tearful goodbye in regards to having to leave a lot of those people over time and now leaving the profession, but it's okay. There's a lot of things that I can do. I just have to kind of figure it out.
Phil Lundeen joining us, retiring as a coach at St. Olaf. And I suppose a big part of it is all the kids you had a chance to work with over the years. You know, and not only the great runners, if you will, the high achievers, but even the kids that were just hard workers and were in the sport for the right reasons and student athletes. And when I think of the MIAC over the years, whatever the sport is that, if you will, there's still a purity to it, that it really is student athlete when you talk about the MIAC and all the great institutions in that conference.
Absolutely. There's no doubt. The Division III philosophy is quite, I think, it's quite balanced, you know, there's no doubt. But the fact is, though, even in a Division I setting, I think that, you know, there's an attempt that's made, and I think in most cases it is made in regards to the student athlete. Because I look at the graduation rates at the University of Minnesota in regards to the athletic department now, and it's quite impressive. And, of course, in the MIC, most of the kids do graduate. But they don't have the pressures of travel and the like that the people in the Division I setting have. But, yeah, I would say that it's a little easier to be pure.
Yeah.
You have more of a balance within a Division III setting. And that was one of the reasons why I elected to depart. So, it's interesting to look at the dynamics, the differences between them. But still, the intensity of the competitive effort is still there regardless of the level.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, there's some great athletes over the years and champions and championships. And I suppose that's really gratifying to be a part of that, Phil.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's kind of funny. At the front of my thoughts concerning past coaching, it's those dropped batons and those pulled hamstrings that come to the forefront in many cases, more so than the achievements. But that's just me being a dour Scandinavian.
Well, and Phil, one of the things we do know about a sport like track or a sport like cross country, the dedication it takes and the fact that these athletes in many cases outside of a big meet or a conference championship or for that matter an NCAA championship many times do toil in obscurity. There is something unique about this sport. I think of swimming sometimes and the practices. It's not easy.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. There has to be obviously a love, a passion for the activity proper, because why else would one devote so much time and effort to the activity that they're engaged in? And it's interesting because you become kind of a fan of the sport proper. You learn about all the great athletes, the great Olympic champions, and even the people within your conference or on your team, and you learn the various achievements that they have had, and you become a true fan, and it becomes a lifestyle, especially in sports like swimming and track and field, especially in the endurance events. It's a lifestyle. Every day you train, and that lifestyle, I think, leads to kind of a camaraderie, a shared toiling, I guess you could say, and people support one another, I think, a lot, much more so than in many other sports, I think, just by virtue of that shared toiling. But again, all sports do toil, but every day you got to get up and you got to do it within the endurance activities, there's no doubt.
Phil Lundin joining us, calling it a career with St. Olaf, a long career at the University of Minnesota and St. Olaf. Phil, I've got to wonder, you talked about getting to the point where it's time to hang it up. Do you still run? Do you still enjoy that part of it? And as a coach, do you get out and still put on the miles, if you will?
Well, I wish I could, but my knees are shot. But yeah. I've discovered biking and snowshoeing and cross-country skiing, and the rowing machine, the Erg, has saved my life. And so I'm able to put in the necessary miles each week and able to hopefully stay skinny. And we'll just see what transpires as I head into my 70s.
There he is, Phil Lundin. I had a chance to sit down with him earlier in the week on the Home Service Plus hotline. He's saying goodbye after a long career at St. Olaf, men's cross country, and men's track. And, of course, before that, spend time at the University of Minnesota.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.